Joanna from Oklahoma is wondering if you have any advice for horses who are boarded who have special dietary needs. So, for example, they're a horse that you don't have your on your own property, you don't have full management control over, and anything she should be extra aware of at the boarding facilities she's looking at to be sure that they're going to be able to take care of her special needs older horse.
Oh, that's a good question. I think it can really vary. I mean, it varies what the horse's needs are primarily. So, say your horse has restrictions from grazing. Maybe your horse needs only dry lots. You want to make sure that that boarding facility is prepared to only turn your horse out in a dry lot. If they have to be restricted from grass. If your horse is needs maybe to gain weight. More meals per day is a good thing. Minimum 2 meals a day. So, I like boarding facilities if that's, if my horse needs a lot of calories, I want it split to at least 2 meals a day, if not three. So basically the more the better. So that's a good thing to look for, that they can provide that service. I'm just trying to think of anything specific to senior horses. That I would want to know that my facility can handle. If your horse can't eat hay, that's a big challenge in a boarding facility, I will say, because if you're going to have to feed your horse like a soaked complete feed, it's going to take them longer to eat typically than just a grain meal of a horse that doesn't need that complete feed. So are they able to keep the horse separated for longer so other horses don't steal his food, or he gets his portion that he needs? So being able to feed individually and then turning them out as needed would be another thing to definitely ask about and make sure they're doing. Anything else, Shannon, that comes to mind?
I guess just the other thing too is just having, depending on the boarding facility, is maybe just having really good signs around your horse's stall. No hay, soaked hay only, especially if it's a horse maybe that is sensitive to treats. You could say, no treats. Because if it's a big facility, there might be, several people who are employed. There might be a high turnover. There might be different people who come in on the weekends. And so just making sure that the big rules are kind of out there and in front and even repeated a couple times. I think that's a good thing to do. And I think, if your facility can't accommodate you, then I think that's a reason to, potentially look elsewhere if you had to.